Praise God. Honey, we ready? Gotcha. Open your Bibles with me this evening to 1 Peter chapter 4 as we continue our study on the word about hitting the target. Amen? We began this series with the anointing of God. God wants you to know that He's anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now. Amen? The reason He anointed you is because you answered the call when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen? Then He called you to assemble with others together as a body, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. And tonight, we're going to follow on in the study, but we're called to assist others. To assist others. God didn't call anybody to an island. He called them all to a family.
That's right.
Amen? And if you talk to John, when he was writing the 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John and Revelations, he didn't really want to be on that Isle of Patmos, all right? But he was there. Amen? So tonight we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. We're talking about assisting others. As every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So tonight, the first thing I want to talk to you about is God's given each and every one of us a measure. God, many years ago, God gave me a vision for this ministry, and each and every one of us are a part of the vision, and I can't fulfill the vision without you. Your part is important because you're part of the vision. Amen. Amen. And God wants us to know that He gives everyone a measure of faith. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul was reminding the church of Corinth, and we need to remind ourselves. He says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number, verse 12, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves or comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ. You know, in other words, he says, don't commend yourself, don't compare yourself. If you want to compare yourself to someone to see how spiritual you are or how grown up you are, compare yourself with Jesus. And every time I compare myself with Jesus, I have to grow up. Amen? We're all on a journey together. So one of the things he was speaking to my heart about in this measure was to measure the faith. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, the apostle says this. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So if we look at this measure, as a child of God, everyone in the room has a measure. Now what happens if we could truly come into agreement with one another in faith? If we don't look at what we differ on or the differences are, or our personalities or our backgrounds or whatever, but if everyone in the room has a measure of faith, just imagine what mountains can be moved if we would come into agreement. Amen. But what the adversary is always trying to do is to point out something for you to disagree about.
That's right.
Amen. And if you're looking at what you disagree about, most of the time it's not from the heaven, from the Father in heaven. It's from the devil below. Amen. So, in other words, know who you're listening to and who you're paying attention to. See, he's given us a measure of faith, but he's also given the measure of faith produces a measure of the fruit. In Ephesians chapter 4, y'all are in for a treat here. Claire and I practice tonight. We're sounding pretty good together, aren't we, Claire? Amen. We didn't have one door leave. Amen. So the fruit I have here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 7. He says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high and led captive he captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now, what it says to us that everybody has a measure of gifts. So if we have a measure of faith that we put to practice, there's a measure of fruit that it produces. Amen? And I'm talking about the fruit of the gifts, not the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. I'm not talking about the nine fruits. I'm talking about the gifts of the Spirit being manifested in our midst. Amen? Because God has given everybody something. And you know what? When God gives everyone something, if you're really in revelation of God and who God is, we need what you have. And you need what we have. Hey, we need one another. Amen? One day and one time in my life, I was codependent. I just changed my dependency. I'm still codependent, but now I'm depending on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not holding on to that vice to try to hold me prisoner. You know, so when we're looking at assisting others, God wants us first to understand, everyone in the room, he wants each and every one of us to understand that he's given each and every one of us a measure. Amen. Amen. And it's so valuable that we realize that, how important and how valuable you are. What the adversary constantly tries to do is to devalue you and steal your worth and value. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's a constant action. He's constantly trying to do that. But when you have revelation that God has instilled in you a measure that everyone else needs, you become needed instead of an unwanted person. You know, sometimes we get the mentality that nobody needs me, nobody wants me, nobody likes me. All right? So he's given us this measure for the ministry. And if you go to Romans chapter 12 with me, verse number 6, he says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with the simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. In other words, everyone's given a measure to minister. So if we look at this, I want to look at the minister himself. Put yourself in that place. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 7. The apostle poses this question. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? In other words, it's God's gift being manifested. It's not my gift. It's not your gift. It's his gift. Amen. And his gifts are to glorify God, because God is called and given everyone a measure to assist others by ministering. Ministering the gifts that he's deposited in you. So the means for this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So we find that everyone has a measure for the ministry, but it must be manifested, the manifestation. If it isn't manifested, there's no one benefiting from it. Amen? And sometimes we may look at things and say, man, I don't understand why this hasn't happened and why this hasn't happened, or I haven't seen this or I haven't seen that. It may be the measure of that's inside of you that needs to come out to manifest to be the jolt to make it all happen. Amen. Amen? So he talks about here the manifestation of it in verse number 7 of 1 Corinthians 12. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Remember, he's saying to every man has a measure for the ministry, but God's saying it needs to be manifested. Because if it's not manifested, it's not benefiting anyone. And if it's not benefiting anyone, it's not benefiting you either. Amen? We're the vessels to be used for his glory and for his honor. So the truth about this I have in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I like what the Apostle Paul wrote here to the church at Corinth. Verse number 1. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. My prayer is that we would get on fire for the Lord. And I have here the torch of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 20. The prophet Jeremiah, he was kind of discouraged because the people weren't responding. And he was kind of saying, man, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore because they're just not paying attention. You give me the word, but they're not reacting to it. But in verse number 9, the word of God says this. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. In other words, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit gets so a hold of you that those gifts that are in you can't lay dormant anymore, that they have to be activated, that there's a fire of the Holy Ghost that gets inside, and they have to be manifested.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has given everyone a measure for the ministry, and it needs to be manifested to magnify him. Not to magnify you or to magnify me, but we're here to magnify him. So I have the magnification in Psalms 34. The Psalm David says this in verse number 1. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So he's not just saying, let's sing this song, we exalt thee, but he's given us all a measure for the ministry to be manifested, that he would be magnified. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. I think that's some pretty good teaching. Amen.
Straight from the Lord.
Straight from the Father. Amen. So we're going to look at what we're going at. What's the next one? His glory. And Psalms 57, the Word of God says in verse 5, Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will make early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. When I was looking at that, he took me to the grand door of it all in Isaiah 25. He said, verse number 1, he said, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. So what is the Lord saying to us here tonight? He is saying to us that he's given every last one of us a measure. The measure is for the ministry. The ministry is to be manifested. As we're manifested, the ministry, I don't hear no sound, honey. We're magnifying the Lord. So we're going to stand up and exalt him one more time. Can we do that? Can we stand up? You can. If you can't, that's okay. Just lift your hands. Are exalted far above. Oh.